This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The reality is, like, everyone deals with something like that, or everyone deals with an insecurity. And I feel like the more you share, like, it's your duty as a public figure and an influencer to talk about the struggles and, like, the not so good things.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with myself. So I actually asked on Instagram a few days ago what y'all wanted me to record about or talk about on the pod, because I said I was going to do a solo one. And one of the first things, or I guess one of the most popular things y'all said, was talk about the importance of staying true to yourself and how to know who you are. So I thought I would touch base on that just because, I don't know, I think it's a really interesting thing, and it's hard to portray your true self on social media. And I feel like that's, like, my number one most important thing that I try to do is, like, be so authentically myself that I just don't even care what I post. It's just, like, as long as it's true to me. So I don't know. This is something that, like, it's my most important thing that I try to do, because it's also one of the hardest things. So for instance, like, today, this kind of all goes back. Sorry if this is confusing. It's just, like, all in my head as, like, you're getting a straight up look into what my brain is like inside my head right now. So basically, I have always been that girl with a camera. Like, I say this on podcasts all the time. If you've ever listened to me on anyone else's podcast, I basically tell this story. But I'm always that girl that has a camera. I'm always that girl that, like, in high school, I was the girl that had a camera while I was supposed to be, like, cheering on the sidelines. Like, I was taking photos of, like, the student section and, like, the football players, and, like, I would, like, upload videos about, like, basically trailer of, like, the highlights of the football game. And, like, when the student section got really hype, like, I would use that shot, like, in slow-mo. And then when the student section would, like, throw, like, powder everywhere, I would use that shot. And, like, when the cheerleaders would, like, do a really cool flip, I would use that shot and stuff like that. Like, I loved making videos and taking photos and uploading them on Facebook and sometimes YouTube. But I've always had such a huge passion and been, like, obsessed with making videos and whatnot. And that led me to, like, wanting to make more YouTube videos. And what's funny is, like, I can talk, like, a million miles per second. Like, that's why podcasting kind of comes so naturally to me. But when it comes to vlogging, I am such a stickler about how I look. I'm like, oh my God, I don't look good. Oh my God, I can't watch myself. I have a double chin. Oh my God. Like, I'm literally straight up telling y'all my insecurities. One is double chin. I feel like I don't know why that, like, bothers me. And it's, like, inevitable. Like, I feel like everyone has one except for, like, Madison Beer. But she's, like, stunning. Like, her jaw is, like, goals. I always tell people, like, I feel like if I had one thing to do, like, plastic surgery wise, like, I would, like, exaggerate my jawline somehow. I don't know how you would even do that, but that's what I would get done. Or, like, there was a phase where I had bad acne. So I was like, oh my God, I don't want to vlog. I have bad acne. And now I'm like, I have acne scars. Like, I feel like I'm constantly coming up with excuses. And what's crazy is, like, that's what people want to see. Like, I love it when people post their, like, acne journey. Like, for instance, Summer McKean, I wasn't even subscribed to her. And literally the second I saw her post, it came up on my recommended that she posted something about her going on Accutane and, like, how she has is dealing with acne right now. And, like, I mean, the girl is literally stunning. So I was, like, so intrigued, because I was like, oh my God, this hot chick is dealing with acne too. Like, it made me so comforted. And I was like, damn, I really wish I would have talked about my acne journey and stuff more when I was in like the midst of it, like the biggest struggle. And because the reality is, like, everyone deals with something like that, or everyone deals with an insecurity. And I feel like the more you share, like, it's your duty as a public figure and an influencer to talk about the struggles and like the not so good things. So when it comes to going back to the question, when it comes to being true to yourself, it means not always posting when you look on fleek and like you want your crush to see your photo. Like, those photos are great, and yeah, they make me feel cool as shit, and like I love those photos, and I love like the little clout that I get from it, like, or the attention, I guess, not the clout, the attention I get from it. But that's so temporary. I feel like, I guess, real impact and real influence comes from sharing the whole story and the whole struggle. So that's something that is hard with being authentic in how you be, because people are always like, how are you so authentically yourself, or how do you just not care? And I'm like, bitch, I do care. I mean, I don't care about some things that maybe some people really care about, but I also, like, I do care. I, like, that's why I feel like, another reason, like, I use the editing excuse a lot, but let's be honest, if I looked hot AF in all these vlogs, like, I would be posting them. Okay, so we're gonna pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast, and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app, or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite.
But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
So I guess it's just coming to terms with like loving myself for who I am. Like, I'm the queen of saying like, oh, I'll post this, or like, I'll start posting on my YouTube channel when I lose 15 pounds or when I don't have acne. So wrapping it back around officially to the request to talk about this was the importance of staying true to yourself. It's only going to help me in the long run to just accept myself now, and like, for me, that means like loving myself, loving how I look, loving who I am, and being confident in posting that on social media. That helps make you stand out. I used to think I was like kind of weird, not really, but like also kind of, for not loving like really girly things, or like not loving like the pastel trend or whatever the case may be, like, because I'm weird and I like flames and like I like sports and stuff. And so I would like hold myself back. And now I feel like I'm just like thriving, like posting what I love. And I feel like so many other like chicks that relate to me are like, oh my God, I love your style, I love your whatever. And I feel like if I would have just posted that damn crap earlier, I would have attracted all the current people that follow me. So I don't know. I think that it's actually doing yourself a favor when you accept yourself for who you are, and then you confidently post about it. Because the reality is, and I actually tell myself this a lot, sometimes it's weird actually having like the tiniest bit of a following, because I feel like what I would post to my following is a lot different compared to what I would post for like cool girls that went to my high school, or for like boy attention. Like, we've all had that moment when we post for a boy, or we want like a certain someone to see it. So it's weird now, like, because my brand posting for like TK's Juicy Pod listeners versus my brand when I'm like trying to get attention from a boy is a lot different. So it's actually awesome though, because I feel like I know like what guys would actually like me for who I am, because I'm like, if you can deal with like what I post on Instagram, like the crazy stuff that I post that's so authentically me, and I like want my like followers to see, I'm like, if you can deal with that, like, you can actually deal with me in real life. And I like love that you can deal with that. Or like, if you can like get through one of my podcasts and like still like me, I'm like, damn, then that's a keeper. So I just kind of try and remind myself, like, I wouldn't want someone that doesn't support me and like what I do anyway. So yeah, I feel like just constantly reminding myself that in the long term, staying true to yourself will help you rather than hurt. And people can see through, like, I can see through bloggers and shit that have like lame personalities, or body bloggers, aka BOT, like bot, like have no personality, like robot vibes, but are just hot. Like, I can see through that and I'm not interested. So I think the best thing is just to be so authentically yourself that people can literally look at your profile and get like a spitting image of what you would be like in real life. Like, the best is when you meet someone and they're like, oh my gosh, you're exactly how I thought you would be. That's like the best compliment ever. So bottom line, it's only going to help you in the long run to remain authentic to yourself off and online. Next question. Someone else asked, what was your life like in Indiana and how has it changed now being in LA? Well, this is a good question because I was just thinking about how like my life would be, how my life is right now during quarantine, like being in LA versus how it would be in Indiana. Basically, if I was not as close with like Alicia and Ashley and Taryn as I am, I definitely would have gone home by now and I definitely would be bored AF. Like I would probably just be like trying to like Snapchat and text random people to like hang out with, but like I couldn't leave my house. So I guess I would just like be at home, like doing nothing, like binging shows. I guess I would be recording podcasts, but like only with my family or solo ones. And I would not be getting any work done. And I definitely would not, we have like a at home gym. So I feel like I would be working out a little bit, but not eating as healthy at all and not working out as hard as I am here. So I'm so thankful that I'm here because I feel like I'm maintaining a really good routine and I'm maintaining a good healthy routine, to be specific. But that's not to say like that I don't love Indiana. Like before I moved here, I was that person that was like in a senior in high school and I was like, I just want to get out of Indiana. Like I hate my hometown. I'm too cool for this. And I feel so like stupid and ignorant for saying that because now that I've moved, I have a new appreciation for Indiana and the Midwest in general. It's just like literally the best. I'm so obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with the men. I'm obsessed with just the people in general because they're way nicer than people in LA. I'm obsessed with the simple life and how easy it is to like travel places and to get from the grocery store to my house or get from one friend's house to another, like maximum 15 minutes. That's what it takes. Typically, it literally takes like 7 minutes. Even just having like the comfort of family around, like it's weird because like my whole life I grew up with like such a loving and like caring and awesome family. And then when you get away from it, you're like, you don't realize how good you have it until you move away. That's something I highly encourage. Like if you're still in high school and you're thinking about going out of state for college, which I highly recommend, like make sure you take advantage of the time with your family while you have it, because now when I go back home, like all I want to do is spend time with them. And I literally am crazy and call my parents and my brother like 80 million times a day. But it's not the same as just like being around, spending quality time, like even just the simple, like when you come home from school and your mom's like, how was it? What'd you do today? And you're like so over it and just want to go to your room and like Snapchat some stupid boy on the football team. Like, not like I'm talking to myself or anything, but yeah, like use that time wisely. Anyway, it's a lot different. How's my life like in Indiana and how has it changed now being in LA? Well, I feel like now when I go home, I'm like so busy because I only have a limited amount of time to like see all my friends and family. So I feel like I'm just constantly on the go, but I do, even when I am like pretty busy, like I still get bored just because there's not nearly as much stuff to do. And it's just everything's way more simple. So I feel like I'm not as tired by the end of the day. Like it's easy for me to get everything done. It's super just like, I guess simple is the word compared to LA. I feel like every night there's an event or something going on or something I could be doing to get better. Like during the week, I have workout classes planned. I have therapy once a week or I'm recording podcasts. And usually I have one day to do nothing or like go home, and usually I'm like editing a pod or like making TikToks. Like I'm always doing something at night. Recently I've been doing Bachelor Mondays with my like downtown LA girls, which has been so fun, but I even go really late to that because I'm usually just like a hot mess trying to get everything done personally, because I have a full-time job. So when I come home, it's like now this is my second full-time job, I guess. So I'm constantly planning and doing stuff, and it's just like a go, go, go schedule versus where when I'm in Indiana, it's just way more relaxed. Like I feel like everything's pushed back on your own terms, whereas like LA, it's like so intense all the time. Oh, someone said you should talk about Coachella and all this stuff that's being canceled and postponed. So basically, like, I feel like the spring is kind of like influencer Super Bowl. Like, definitely Coachella is influencer Super Bowl. It's literally our Olympics. Like, it's like our biggest event of the year. And people that don't agree or like don't understand, like, I'm stressing to you right now, like, is the biggest networking event if you're in any sort of like social media job. I know even like of podcasters that were asked to like record live podcasts like at Coachella, because it's like literally turning into a networking event, almost kind of like South by Southwest, which I see more as, instead of like a festival, I see that more as like a work event, whereas Coachella I see as like festival, like music party fun. But I feel like people are trying to turn Coachella into this huge like work event, which I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, it's getting postponed until October. I'm so glad that they told us that it's going to get postponed when they did, because it was just stressing me out. And like, I was having a few custom outfits get made for Coachella, and I was like stressing out because I didn't have like all of the fabric or info that I needed to have to give to the designer, and like I was stressing out about what colors and like what outfits, and it's just like this huge stupid thing that we put a lot of hype around, which like I'm obsessed with, but it is a little bit ridiculous. And I didn't have anything actually as prepared as I had last year, and it was stressing me out so much that I was actually thankful that they postponed it, because now I'm like, wow, I have plenty of time to get ready. Also, I think it'll be so interesting to see like how people's outfits change just even from now until then. I feel like everyone is going to do a very like utility, like cool girl look. We've totally transitioned out of the boho, so I feel like it'll be interesting to see if that's like still the vibe for October, if people are gonna do more like spooky stuff because it's spooky season in October. So yes, March, April, and even May are like such big months with just big events, like even March Madness being canceled, Coachella being postponed, the Met Gala I think is either canceled or postponed. What's another thing? Oh, my brother's birthday is in May. Even like graduations are getting canceled. I was supposed to go to the Indy 500 in May, which I don't know if they've canceled that or postponed that yet. I should check it out. But I assume that it's going to get postponed. And like Little 500, quals at IU, if you're an IU student, you know what I'm talking about. But all of that stuff that I was like considering going to is now either postponed or canceled. So it's really strange. I feel like I was so motivated fitness-wise, like having Coachella as like a goal. And now I'm like, wow, I have more time to get fit. But I'm trying to like still work as hard because like now I'm like, I have extra time. I feel like I'm actually, last year I was just so overly prepared and this year I wasn't. So I'm actually way less stressed now that it's in October. And I'm excited because I'm gonna get a few things custom made, which I feel like I always kind of do, just because, I don't know, I'm one, a perfectionist. I can never find exactly what I want. And two, I would never want to wear the exact same thing as someone. And even if you buy something, you can make it your own flavor and whatever. But I think it's just fun. I literally went to a fashion school for a reason, and I've always been obsessed with fashion design. So I think it's like my one little moment to get some custom stuff made, which I cannot forking wait to show you what I'm going to be wearing to Coachella. One of the outfits I'm going to completely keep the same of what I have in my mind right now, because I feel like the other two could possibly change by the time October comes around. But oh my gosh, this one outfit that I have been working on and like working hand in hand with a designer is like so dope. I cannot wait to show you. But the Lord knows I'm not going to share any details because I do not want to give away my Coachella outfit, because again, it is the influencer Super Bowl and everyone has to show up. I feel like everyone's just like looking around, like looking at everyone's outfits, like who's that person, like that person must be important. Like it sounds so stupid and superficial, which it definitely is, but it also is so awesome and fun. Like it's just so cool, like being able to walk around and it's literally like you're like walk into like the actual Instagram app. It's like you walk in, you're like, oh my god, I've seen that, like that Insta baddie before. Oh my god, I follow them. Oh my god, he's so short in person. Like it's so crazy. And like people like Kendall Jenner and like Gigi Hadid are just like walking by. It's like the most unique and like epic cool experience. I know it has so much hype around it, and I like literally before I actually went, I thought people were psycho and thought it was so overhyped, and now I'm like the biggest stan ever. Also, I will be going to Lollapalooza, by the way. I cannot wait. A bunch of my Indiana friends are going, and Chicago friends, and then also a squad of my LA friends are going, which I cannot wait to go with them and introduce them to all my 307 friends. It's gonna be the best thing ever. I feel like y'all should DM me if you're going, and we should talk about the lineup, because I have a hunch that Miley Cyrus and Lizzo, and there's someone else. Oh, Post Malone and Billie Eilish. I've like read rumors about them being there. I will literally cry if Miley Cyrus is there. I love her so much. I've never seen her live. I've seen Posty live. I've seen Billie live and Lizzo live. So I feel like Miley is just like who I'm really rooting for. I also am a huge EDM girl. Like I love the Sahara tent at Coachella. God, I sound so annoying right now. I'm sorry. I'm just a basic white girl hoe for the Sahara tent. And I am who I am. And that's the tea. But yeah, I love the Sahara tent. It's so lit when the bass drops and it's like those vibes at Coachella are so fun. And I feel like they're just like, it's the most epic because like everyone in the crowd is like jumping up and down and like, it's just epic. There's nothing else I can say about it. But yes, I am pumped that Coachella is in October. I'm pretty sure I will be going to weekend one, weekend two, and Stagecoach. So I have more time to prepare for all of the weekends, all of the outfits. Hopefully I will be consistently like uploading on my YouTube channel by then. So then I can actually show you the processes of like me piecing together my outfits. My friend Kat is also an incredible designer. So she's going to help me like help style me and help find and accumulate all the pieces and accessories. And her and I always go to the fashion district and like go crazy with accessories. So I cannot wait to do that with her and hopefully share the process with you guys, because last year I had so much fun and wish I could have shown more people. I feel like I showed my friends and they're like, this is so epic, and I wish I could show more people. Also, I am very, 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 very sad that they canceled March Madness and the rest of the NBA season. I definitely understand and think they did the right thing. But I'm just so sad because I wanted to cheer on my Indiana Hoosiers in the tournament if they were actually going to make it. Not since they did cancel. I was already planning. My family was already planning. But I will be in Hawaii next Thanksgiving because IU always plays in this like basketball tournament there every, I think, like 4 years or so. And so my fam's going. So I'm so excited to watch them play there. And I have never been to Hawaii. So I'm very excited to do that. Okay, I feel like it's only appropriate to end the Juicy Pod with some poll questions. I'm going to go through a bunch of poll questions that I asked today on my Instagram and answer them myself and talk about the results, because I feel like that's just, it's just, I have to do my duty here, and that's the polls. So the first one is, do you have a side hustle? I feel like, yeah, my main job is working for Alicia, and then my side hustle is like my podcast and my YouTube and Instagram and like social media like that. I feel like that's my side hustle. Wow, this shocks me. Only 20% said yes, they have a side hustle. I just assumed that almost everyone has a side hustle. Maybe that's just because I'm crazy and like I feel like I always have had a side hustle. I'm such a 3 on the Enneagram. It's crazy. Like I love working. But 80% said no. Wow, interesting factoid. Do you have a minimum height you want your significant other to be? I feel like I just want them to be 6 feet. If I'm being honest here, like I just want them to be taller than me. I would love if they were like a lot taller than me, just because I don't know. I think there's something so hot and sexy about that. But I'm not gonna get mad. I'm so sick and tired of not dating guys that are like not way taller than me. I feel like I've never actually dated someone that's like way taller than me, and that is just like a goal of mine. So like I'm on the hunt right now for that. I guess mine would just be 6 feet, like because I'm 5'6", so if you're over 6 feet, that's still significantly taller than me, if that makes sense. 61% said yes, they have a minimum height, which like I'm glad to know I'm not the only crazy one. 39% said no. Are you staying in touch with your crush during quarantine? I would say yeah. I feel like it's the perfect time to just like FaceTime, a little Snapchat here and there, texting updates. I feel like not only my crush, but also like normal like friends and human beings. Like I'm totally catching up with them, which is really fun. 53% said yes, they're staying in touch with their crush, which I'm really wondering why the other 47% aren't. Like it's the perfect time to FaceTime them for no reason. Have you seen your crush in person within the last few days? I have not, because I'm social distancing. 34% said yes. What the fork? Is it the people that are on spring break right now? 66% said no. Board games or card games? Oh. I feel like I'm a sucker for like like card games that are like Cards Against Humanity. Like I love the voting game. That's my favorite card game ever. So I'm gonna do card games, but board games, just like games in general, I'm so ho for. I love being competitive. 59% said board games, but I'm here for the voting game and like what do you mean? Like I love that shit. Puzzles or movies? Oh god, this is so hard. See, I'm also very ho for a puzzle. I love puzzles. I love how they make you think. They're kind of mindless. They get your freaking eyes off your phone. But movies, I am kind of a film buff. So I guess I would vote movies, but I really want to do a puzzle during this quarantine. I was going to say the break, but I'm like, how long is this going to be? I really hope that everyone gets better soon. 86% agreed with me and said movies. 14% said puzzles. Okay, baking or postmating? See, here's the thing. All I wanted to do during this quarantine is forking bake, but like I literally can't eat any of this stuff because I'm on a nutrition plan. So I guess I would do postmating because I feel like postmating from like local businesses that like is serving them well and I'm getting some great veggies as sides. I literally spent $45 today getting us all sides from Tender Greens. And you know what? I'm just trying to stay healthy, okay? I would be baking like banana bread and like cookies and brownies if I could eat them. 82% said baking, and I don't blame you, honestly. Can you tell when it's a mass snap? I feel like I can tell when it's a mass snap. Basically, a mass snap, if you don't know, it was someone DM'd me this. I thought everyone knew, but someone DM'd me that they didn't know. It's basically when you send like a Snapchat to the same snap to like everyone, which people get annoyed when you send a mass snap because they thought that they were like important enough for you to send them their own individual one. But yeah, I feel like you can tell. 68% said yes. 32% said no. Regular texting or snap text? I feel like I prefer regular texting, but I'm way more likely to respond on snap text because you can see when I open it. So I don't know if that's like tea on people trying to text me, but yeah, I prefer, I guess, regular texting. Snap text also feels like non-committal. Like regular texting is like, oh, are we like a serious thing? I guess. Renegade or say so? Ooh, I probably would just say renegade because I feel like that's just the universal Macarena now. But I'm very ho for say so and I love Doja Cat. And I'm obsessed with Yodeling Haley and how she's in Doja Cat's new say so video. Oh my God. God, I'm such a TikToker now. Would you go to the strip club with your significant other? I mean, I guess. Like, I feel like I would rather just, like, go to a regular club, but, or just do anything else. But also, I think strip clubs are actually kind of weird. Like, I feel like they're more fun, I guess, if you would go with your girlfriends, or I don't know. I'm not, like, the biggest strip club fan. I'd rather just go to a club in Vegas with my girls and, like, throw it back there, to be honest. 64% said no. They would not go to a strip club with their significant other. 36% said yes. Okay, Laneige or Aquaphor? I voted Laneige because I'm so obsessed with the Laneige lip mask. But I know Aquaphor is also awesome. 52% said Aquaphor. It's way cheaper and it's way more easy to get access to. I feel like Laneige is like bougie kind of. Would you break off a relationship if your partner didn't want kids and you did? Ooh, I feel like yes, because I really want kids and I've always pictured my life with kids and I'm a huge family person and I'm such an extrovert. Like I need to have multiple kids running around me when I'm a mom. 81% said yes, 19% said no. Are you being financially impacted by the coronavirus? I actually am not. However, I'm curious to see if more people are listening to podcasts or not listening because they're not on their morning commute. However, they have way more time to like clean out stuff while they're listening to pods. So I'm interested to see if that like listens wise goes down, but financially no. 54% said no. 46% said yes, which I already talked about that, but that's a lot. Do you believe in each person only having one soulmate? I actually, this is hard. I feel like you have one significant other soulmate, but I feel like I have multiple like friend soulmates, mentor soulmates, like mom like figure soulmates. I feel like I have multiple soulmates. So I guess I would vote no. You don't. 59% said no. 41% said yes. And that is all the polls for this pod. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble. If you want me to do more solo episodes, I'd be more than happy to. I'm happy to actually outline and like go in. I know a lot of people are curious about my job and what I do for a living. So I'd be down to do like a whole episode about how I got that and like how I even got into the social media space. I know people ask me that all the time. Or even just like diving into one topic. I would love to do that. I just want to remind you all to sanitize the house down boots. Sanitizing is sexy, people. Like, constantly be putting that shit everywhere. Wash your damn hands. I mean, what can I say? And just don't be selfish. Please just social distance yourself from people. Pray for people. Pray for the world. We're going to get through this together. Lift each other up. Be positive on social media. You know what to do. You know the drill. Be sure to make someone's day this week, especially during this time. Like, reach out to a friend that you may think is struggling or someone you know that is struggling and just go the extra mile. It's your time to do it. We're all stuck. We're all in this together. We're going to get through this. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys have the best time spending time with friends and family during this time. And DM me so we can chat while we are all stuck at home. Love you guys so much and thank you for listening. Be sure to leave a review and rating. I would very much appreciate that. Love y'all so much. Peace.